Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The subject of healing is one of the most important topics because to be physically well enables us to fulfill God's prophetic purpose and potential in our lives. Annually in the United States, approximately 33 million people are admitted to the hospital. Yet every person has a divine purpose and assignment. In Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5, God said, "Before I made you in your mother's womb, I chose you. Before you were born, I set you apart for a special work." And folks, each of us have been given gifts by God to fulfill and to support the assignment that He has given us. But all of us must deal with the effects of sin in our lives. When God created man, it was perfect. He was in perfect health, and he was given longevity. You know, when God first created man, he lived for hundreds of years. However, the disobedience of Adam and Eve brought sin, sickness, and death upon humanity. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 6 and 23 that the wages of sin is death. And as a result of sin, sickness entered into the DNA of humanity. And let me just show you just how prevalent sickness is. According to Science Daily, more than 95% of the world's population has health problems. And over a third of those people have more than five ailments. However, God sent His Son Jesus Christ as a sacrifice for our sins and for our healing. John 3 and 16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life." God sent His Son into the world not to judge the world but to save the world through Him. And it is salvation through Jesus' death and His resurrection that restores our relationship with God and provides physical healing and deliverance for anyone who believes in His name. So you see, what you believe about God's desire to heal you can either save your life or end it prematurely. There are many people that believe healing was something of the past. It happened during the early church, but now God's not healing anymore. But that's not true. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let the church say, amen. And in fact, God has healed many of you. How many has God healed? You just read, yes, just about everybody's hand is going up. My hand and my foot goes up on that one. God's been healing me since I was a child. He's still healing me today. In John chapter 5 and 2, Jesus asked the lame man if he believed God wanted him to be healed. Listen to the story. In Jerusalem was a pool called Bethesda in Hebrew. It had five porches, and under these porches, a large number of sick people, people who were blind, lame, and paralyzed, used to lie. And one man was there who had been an invalid for 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been there for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be healed?" Now, the man didn't answer, but began giving reasons why he had not been healed. And today, God is asking each of us today who need healing, do you want to be healed? What's your reply? The Bible tells us, both in the Old and the New Testament, it is the will of God to heal us. Now, that might be strange to some, so I want us to repeat it. Repeat after me. The Bible says, it is the will of God to heal me. Exodus chapter 23 and 25 says, you shall serve the Lord your God, and I will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from you. For I am the Lord who heals. That's an Old Testament verse. But in the New Testament, 3 John 2 says, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. To be in health in the original language means to be well in body and physically well. I want to repeat what Malachi 3 and 6 says again. I am the Lord and I change not. God has not changed his mind about healing. Can you look at somebody next to you and say, God hasn't changed his mind about healing you? Folks, God's healing principles in the Bible will provide healing for all those who believe. I want you to listen to this verse. It's found in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 20. It says, attend to my ways, turn your ears to my sayings, let them not depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those that find them and health to their entire body. Now, this message is so prevalent today, or so relevant today, because so many have physical ailments and God wants them to be healed. Today, an estimated 133 million people in America suffer from at least one chronic illness. Are you hearing me? When sin entered into the world, it released sickness. Today, we're going to talk about biblical principles for healing. Faith in God's willingness to heal us. Now, there are many people who are not sure that God wants them to be healed. In Matthew chapter 8 and 2, there was a leper who had the same question. He said to Jesus, if it is your will, can you heal me? And Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man, and he said, I am willing. Be thou clean. And immediately, the man was healed. Folks, God is not reluctant to heal us. God wants to heal us. Now, the messages that I have on healing are more than just today. Just to let you know, there's no way I can cover this subject in one teaching. So for the next few weeks, we're going to talk about healing. But I want to begin today to discuss 7 steps for healing, because God wants you well. I want you to repeat that, because we need to get that in our spirit and we need to really believe that. Come on, repeat after me. God wants me well. God wants me healed. Okay, number one. The first step for healing is establish a covenant relationship with God. The first step is establishing a covenant relationship with God. And we do that by accepting his son, Jesus Christ, as Savior. Now, a covenant is an agreement between two people who pledge their loyalty and possessions until death. A contract establishes limited liability, but a covenant carries unlimited. It's the strongest guarantee for the fulfillment of a promise. After God delivered the children of Israel from Egyptian bondage, he established a covenant of healing with them. Let me read it to you in Exodus chapter 15 and 26. It says, "If you will listen carefully to the voice of your God and do all that is right in his sight, obeying his commandments and keeping all his decrees, then I will not make you suffer any of the diseases sent on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." When Israel established a covenant of healing with God at the first Passover, they sacrificed a lamb. And that lamb was a prophetic shadow of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who would be called the Lamb of God. In fact, in the book of Revelation, Jesus is referred to as the Lamb slain for humanity. But also, John the Baptist, one day seeing Jesus approaching him, said, "Behold the Lamb of God who comes." In fact, I'm going to read that verse to you. It's found in John 1 and 29. John the Baptist, seeing Jesus coming toward him, said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." As a result of the Passover sacrifice, the Israelites were all healed, even after being in slavery without health care. Think about this. Now, we're talking about a million people who weren't being treated well, who didn't have the right type of food and diet. And the Bible says, after they took the Passover, they were all healed. In fact, in Psalm 105 and 37, it says, "God brought his people safely out of Egypt, and there were no sick or feeble people among them." Later, Isaiah prophesied healing by the new covenant with God through the suffering of his son. In fact, in Isaiah 53 and 4, and it's a verse that we use very, very often, it really is talking about Jesus Christ prophetically. Listen to what it says. "Surely he," that's Jesus, "have borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God." Now, in the original language, it reads, "Surely he has carried away our sicknesses, diseases, and pain." And then Isaiah 53 and 5 says, "He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." In the original language, that verse reads, "By his bruises and wounds we were cured, made whole, and healed." Now we find the fulfillment of that in the New Testament as well. Listen to Matthew chapter 8 and 16. This is a scripture about Jesus. It says, "When the evening had come, they brought unto Jesus many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare all our sicknesses." Folks, it's important for us to understand that God has made a way through his son Jesus Christ for us to be healed. And it's through the covenant. In John 3 and 16, it shows that God granted forgiveness to all who believe. He forgave us of our sins. The sin problem is what brings sickness. So through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, you heard the scriptures, he suffered for us that we might be healed. Now, how many of you accept your salvation because he died on the cross for your sins? Amen? The same verses say that he died on the cross and he rose again. for your healing. By his stripes, you were healed.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Each of us have a prophetic destiny. The Bible says the Lord called me before my birth. From within the womb, he called me by my name. Each of us was born to serve a divine purpose. God is the only one qualified to guide your life. He is the only one who knows the future. In Isaiah 46 and 9, it says, "For I alone am God. I am God and there is none like me. Only I can tell you the future before it happens, and everything I plan will come to pass." I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive. Come discover how to discover your real purpose.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
If you're born again, you can be healed. That's the covenant. God did not send his son into the world to condemn it, but to save it. Now, that word save in the Greek, the original language, the word is sozo. And it means to deliver, to heal, to make whole. God did not send his son into the world to condemn it, but to make it whole. To heal us. By accepting Jesus as Savior and Lord, you entered a healing covenant with God. In Hebrews chapter 12 and 24, it says, Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant. Come on, repeat after me. When I accepted Jesus as Savior, I entered a new covenant of healing with God. And I thank him for it. Come on, let's thank him for it. So that's number one. Step one, you've got to be in covenant with God. And we accomplish that by accepting his son, Jesus Christ, as personal Savior who died for our salvation and for our healing. Number two, we are to fight against spiritual attacks for our healing. Now, folks, please, please remember something Jesus said about the devil. He said, he is a liar and the father of lies. So he does everything he can to deceive you. He majors in deception. Jesus wanted you to know that you can't believe anything the devil says. In fact, Jesus says he tells so many lies, he believes them himself. And you will always find the devil opposing God's word. Regardless of what the covenant says, he doesn't want you to believe it. He fights against the covenant. But it's important for you to understand that he will actually send sickness. That is the symptoms of sickness against you so that you can accept the symptoms and say, I'm sick. And guess what? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So before you said I'm sick, you weren't sick. But when you said I'm sick, guess what? You become sick. And that's all because of the deception of the enemy. He has a way of mimicking symptoms of sicknesses and diseases and conditions in the physical body that if we accept and we don't challenge, we can become prey to an evil spirit inflicting some sickness upon us. You say, well, where is that found, Pastor? I'm glad you asked. Let me give you a verse in Luke chapter 13, verses 10 through 11. It says Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues. It says, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. What did she have? A spirit of infirmity, a spirit of sickness. She had this. And she was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. It was some form of scoliosis, perhaps. And Jesus spoke a word of healing to her and then laid hands on her, and the woman was healed immediately. But what was the cause? The Bible tells us. What did she have? A spirit of infirmity. Jesus went as far as saying, should not this woman be released from this spirit that Satan has placed upon her? Folks, you have to challenge the symptoms you have in your body to make sure no evil spirit is trying to mimic some sickness upon you. What I'm trying to show you here is the devil really is involved in sickness and in symptoms. Evil spirits do their best to make you think that you're sick with something. Listen to what it says in Matthew 9 and 32. It says, and as they went out, behold, there was a man brought to Jesus who could not talk and was demon-possessed. But when Jesus cast the demon out, the mute person spoke. The man could not talk until the spirit was removed. Let me give you another verse. Matthew 12 and 22. It says, then a demon-possessed man who was blind and could not speak was brought to Jesus, and Jesus healed the man so that he began to speak and see. What was his condition? It was a spirit. There was a spirit that was affecting his ability to speak and to see. Some sickness is caused by oppression of evil spirits. And that's why we must always challenge the symptoms of sickness in our body. In Mark 16 and 17, it says, these are the miraculous signs that will accompany believers. They will use the power and the authority of my name to cast out evil spirits. God wants us to begin to do that when it comes to healing. Don't just accept a diagnosis. Don't just accept a pain. Don't just, you know, many times instead of going to prayer, we'll go online to find out what the symptoms are and what they mean. How do we take care of this? Instead of saying, no, in the name of Jesus, I reject this. I'm not even going to look this up. Just get out of here. In the name of Jesus, get off of my body. Now, the Lord is talking to you today. Because believe me, there are evil spirits. Well, of course, you can't see them. And they right now are giving some people a fit. Some of you have even spent a lot of money and the doctors can't find out what's wrong with you. You want to know why? Because it's spiritual. It's something that needs to be cast off of you in the name of Jesus by using the authority of his name.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the ministry of the Holy Spirit today, please consider going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and leave a donation of any size. It will be much appreciated and used to expand our radio ministry. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message for today is God Wants to Heal You. Here's how. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
This is Pastor Steve, and perhaps you're going through some difficulties in your life. The Bible says, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify my name. Father, I just pray for every person who's going through difficult situations right now, those who are stressed out.
those who don't know which way to turn, those who have been asking you for direction, I pray that you would grant your Spirit to direct them. You told us to acknowledge you in all of our ways, and you would direct our paths. We're believing that, Lord, for every listener right now. I pray divine guidance, blessing, and encouragement upon their lives. I pray, Lord God, that you will help them to fulfill your purpose and destiny for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.